I led a boy to Jesus here a while back down at DFW Airport. And after I got him led to Jesus, he was in the car with his daddy that day, and he was 18. I said, "Son, do you smoke or drink?" "Yeah." I said, "Well, you're a new creature in Christ now. You need to stop smoking and stop drinking." And he said, "But all my friends smoke and drink." I said, "Then find you some new friends. You don't need your old ones. You're a new creature in Christ." I said, "Now, if you'll find you some new friends and get in God's Word, you'll be able to live a long, healthy life. But," I said, "if you stay with your old friends, it's going to bring sickness and pain and death into your life." He didn't believe that. He didn't believe that at all. He's a brand new Christian. 6 months later, his daddy called me one Saturday morning. He said, "Thurman, my son, the one you led to Jesus, is in Grapevine in the hospital, and he's at hypothermia. He went out last night drinking with some of his buddies, and he came in and he passed out between the car and the house in the grass, and it was just right at freezing temperature. And he lay in the yard all night without a coat on at near freezing temperature. He now has hypothermia, and the doctors say he may not live. He can't talk or anything." So I went down there. He said, "Will you come pray for him?" I said, "Sure." So I jumped in my car and drove down there. And I walked in, and aunts, uncles, everybody's there. They've called in the family because they think this 18-year-old boy is going to decease. I walked up to him. I said, "Can he talk?" And his daddy said, "No." I said, "Son, can you bat your eyes?" I said, "If you can, bat your eyes." So he batted his eyes a few times. I said, "Okay, I got a way of communicating with you." I said, "Now then, I'm going to ask you some questions, and if the answer is yes, I want you to bat your eye." I said, "If the answer is no, don't do nothing." I said, "Son, did I tell you to leave your old friends and find you some new ones?" He batted his eye. I thought he got it. I said, "But you didn't obey God, did you?" And of course, he didn't do anything. And I said, "Now then, I told you if you got out there drinking and drugging around with your old friends, you're going to be playing in the devil's pig pen. And I said, he's going to kill you. And I said, last night he almost took you out. I said, now then, let me ask you this question. Do you want to live?" And man, he batted his eyes several times. I said, "Okay, if you want to live, God's willing to forgive you. Will you ask him in your heart, 'Lord, please forgive me for being stupid last night, and I promise you I will get rid of those friends and find me some new ones. Will you do that?'" He blinked several more times. I said, "Okay, you've done it. It's done." I said, "The Lord has forgiven you." I reached over and laid my hand on him. I said, "Devil, in the name of Jesus." Now, I want to show you the scripture that I used to get this done. But before I leave there, I'll stay right there. I'll come back to this in a minute. I used Mark 16, 17, and 18, where the Word of God says, "And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall get well. You shall cast out demons in my name." So I reached over and laid my hand on him. I said, "You devil of hell, you've lost this boy. He's repented of his sin. I command you to leave him now and don't come back in the name of Jesus." I said, "Now it's done." I said, "You'll get well." I turned to walk off, and one of his aunts followed me out in the hallway. And I told him, I said, "If you don't do what I'm telling you, you're going to die. It's that simple. But if you obey God, you'll live." When I got out in the hallway, this aunt captured me. She said, "You are the most uncompassionate human being I ever saw in my life." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "There, that boy in there sick, almost to dying, and you're making those stupid statements." I said, "Ma'am, I know what I'm doing. I know my Jesus, and I know he'll do what he said he will do." I said, "If that boy didn't repent, that boy's going to die. But if that boy said he repented, I guarantee that boy will live." And I left, and I came home. 1 hour later, my phone rang, and it was the father. He said, "Thurman, we're already at home. Right after you left, my son fully recovered, and the doctor released him, and we're at home, and he's doing well." Now, what? Who's in control? The Lord is in control. You're not in control. He's in control. All you got to do is do what he says do. And when you do what he says do, he'll always do what he said. He says here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, he has a benefit package. The best one you've ever seen. Forget not all his benefits. Anybody ever went to work for a company that had no benefits? You know, yeah, some don't have no benefits, none whatsoever. But does everybody like benefits? Yeah. Look at this wonderful benefit package. You learn about these things from studying God's Word. Look what he says in verse 3 and 4. Who forgives how many of my sins?
All.
When I ask, he forgives all of my sins. So when I repent of all of my sins, how many of them does he forgive?
All.
Now then, after I get all of them wiped out, how many am I supposed to go sin some more tomorrow?
No.
No. How much sin?
Zero.
Ooh, you got that, didn't you? You understood that. Zero. We're to walk in whose footsteps?
Christ.
Jesus. And how much sin did he do?
None.
That's our footsteps. We're supposed to walk in his footsteps. No sin. If he walked in love, how many people are we supposed to love, brother?
Everybody.
That's exactly right. Our life is supposed to be an example of Jesus. And that's a tough one, isn't it? Well, that's a tough one. But that's what he says. He forgives all of our iniquities, and after he forgives all of our iniquities, how many of our diseases does he heal?
All.
Now, is that good news?
Yes.
Can God lie?
No.
Nope, he can't lie. So if he promises to forgive all of your sins and then heal all of your diseases, whenever we get all of your sins repented of and we pray for you, all you got to do is stand in faith, and your confession must be, praise the name of Jesus, I am healed. It's written in the book. I'm redeemed from the curse. I am healed in Jesus' name. Somebody said, how long do I have to say it? Until it works. Until it works. It's just like that young man that came to me a few years ago. He walked up and I said, what can I pray for you for, sir? And he said, I want my eyes back. I said, well, how bad are your eyes? He said, I have 2700 vision in both eyes. Glasses were about that thick. 2700. What does that mean? That means that me with 20/20, I can see at 700 feet what he can see at 20 feet. In other words, 2 1/3 football fields, I can see at something 2 1/3 football fields away, the same distance he can see it right there at 20 foot. That's pretty bad, isn't it? I told him, I said, because of this, I'm going to pray for you, and I said, the Lord will heal you. He says, he heals all of our diseases. Let's go a little further right here, and then we'll go on in chapter 4 and 5. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, can you find a benefit package better than that one? When's the last time you found a benefit package better than that one? There ain't one, is there? No, there's not one. Now then, let's go to Mark 11:23, and I want to show you another one of these great and awesome promises that Peter is talking about in 1 Peter 2. I want to, 1 Peter, but we go to Mark 11:23, and look at this wonderful promise. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is that what he said?
Yes, sir.
I told the young man with the 2700 eyes, I said, I'm going to pray for you. And then I want you to take Mark 11:23, and I want you to learn Mark 11:23, and I want you to start claiming Mark 11:23. He got all of his sins repented for, and I prayed the prayer of faith for him based around Mark 11:23. I said, now then you continue to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my good, clear, sharp eyes. I can see far away and up close, night and day in the name of Jesus. And I can see perfect because Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe it with my heart, I can have it. Is that what he said?
Yes.
He said, how long do I have to say it? I said, until it works. Until it works. Because see, who knows where your doubt factor is? God. Who alone can look in your heart and say, okay, your doubt factor goes right here, and then it's over. Only God can do that. So I said, you start saying, thank you, Lord, for my good, clear, sharp eyes. Well, a couple of 2 or 3 years later, I was over at Hillcrest for speaking at a luncheon over there one day. Great big church over in North Dallas. And this guy came up, and I said, can I pray for you for something? He said, no, I don't need nothing. He said, I just wanted to say thank you and tell you about my eyes. I said, what happened to your eye? He said, you don't remember me? I said, no. He said, I was the guy who had the 2700 vision. I said, oh, okay. I said, I see you're not wearing glasses. Nope. He said, I don't wear them no more. I said, praise the Lord. I said, so what happened? He said, I did exactly what you said. He said, I took Mark 11:23. I started saying it over and 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 over. He said, I kept saying it. He said, I said it for days. I said it for weeks. I said it for months. He said, then one day I'm driving down the road. Thank you, Lord. Mark 11:23 said, whatever I say with my mouth, I believe with my heart I can have it. So thank you for my good, clear, sharp eyes in Jesus' name. He said, I heard a voice say, you finally believe it. You finally believe it. He said, yes, Lord, I believe it. He said, well, then why don't you take off your glasses? He said, I pulled off the side road and stopped. I took my glasses off and said, Thurman, I couldn't see a thing. Not a thing. But I said, Lord, I want to thank you one more time for my beautiful, clear, sharp eyes. I can see far away and up close in the name of Jesus night and day. And he said, Thurman, when I made that declaration that time, my eyes came into perfect, perfect focus. And he said, I can see perfect. And then he got his Bible out. He had a little old bitty Bible about the size of my billfold. He took it out of his pocket and said, let me read Mark 11:23 to you. And he read that and I said, you got to be kidding. He said, what do you mean? I said, you can read that font? He said, sure, perfectly clear. I looked up and I said, Lord, I got cheated. He's got better eyes than I do. I can only imagine what the king would say. When you get the kind of faith he's got, you can have the kind of eyes he's got. Isn't that what Jesus would say to us?
Yeah.
Sure. If we have faith and doubt not, what can we have?
Faith.
Did he cut us short of anything?
No,
nothing. Now, I'll show you something before we quit today. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 and 9, I want you to see what this says. Now this, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee. It is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. But now here's the kicker. That word saved, the word sozo in the Greek means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. It means five things.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.